The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good afternoon. 7 minutes after 12 midday on Manx Radio. Man in Line is here. Manx Care yesterday reported 131 positive test results for COVID-19, 120 LFTs and 11 PCR tests were positive. That's 1,131 known active cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man, made up of 940. Three positive LFTs, 188 PCRs. So we have 59 fewer cases than yesterday.
Allowing Croggo or any other fossil fuel company to proceed with activities here on the Isle of Man would absolutely ruin our chances of getting to a net zero or even just any kind of proper carbon reduction by 2050.
Natural gas is needed. The transition isn't over. We are starting that transition now. We don't have renewables. We haven't built a hydrogen generator. We don't have a hydrogen power station. Today, we have very high gas prices and we have an energy security issue for the Isle of Man.
There are 14 people in Nobles Hospital with COVID-19. Nobody is in ICU. And from the vaccination dashboard, 68,978 first doses have been administered, 65,808 second doses, 1,570 third doses, and 46,707 boosters have been administered. And the walk-in clinics are open today. 183,063 shots of vaccine have been administered on the Isle of Man. Manx Care is holding 8,476 shots of vaccine in stock. That's where we are at the moment. Timwell's on at the moment, and extracting gas from the seabed around the Isle of Man could be financially beneficial. Is it the right thing to do? Any thoughts on the matter? Kroger was recently awarded a four-month extension to its license to survey gas deposits off Mackold in Manx territorial waters. Now, some people think the move is at odds with the government's recently implemented Climate Change Act, which backs proposals for the Isle of Man to be net carbon zero by 2050. Extinction Rebellion, the activist organisation, is protesting outside Tynwald this lunchtime. The demonstration has largely been organised by some of the Isle of Man's younger residents. Here's Jordan McCarthy and his point of view.
I really don't think they are, I'm afraid. I have called this licence extension in the past a betrayal of the young people of the Isle of Man, which is what it really is. We really need to be paying attention towards our carbon emissions right now, if nothing else, and allowing Croggo or any other fossil fuel company to proceed with activities here on the Isle of Man would absolutely ruin our chances of getting to a net zero or even just any kind of proper carbon reduction by 2050. But there's nobody really raising voices much and making the government really listen. Like, the point of this protest, when we've organised it, has been to coincide with a meeting of Tynwald. I would say the cost of any environmental damage that gets incurred by Kroger during their surveys, and if they go forward with the drilling they're drilling, would far outweigh any benefit we would get from potentially cheaper gas prices. It's also worth keeping in mind that Kroger is a private company, not publicly owned, and therefore wouldn't necessarily be in any obligated position to give us cheaper gas prices.
That's Jordan McCarthy talking about how he feels that the government on the Isle of Man isn't listening to young voices. David's with us now. Hi, David.
Hi, good afternoon, Andy. That's 28 years away. They want to be carbon neutral in 2050. That's a long time. We have resources that we could get a lot of money from. France and everybody are keeping gas because they say it's better than other fossil fuels. These people don't realise it's going to cost the Isle of Man people an absolute fortune to go net zero your cars, your buses, all batteries. How much lithium is there in the world to do all these cars that are running around? You have to swap them over. You have to swap wagons, buses. Look how much it's going to cost to do the roads just to support the weight. We've got a perfect opportunity to get a lot of money that can pay for a lot of this.
What do you think their point is? And hopefully somebody from Extinction Rebellion will call Man in Line and just tell us what their point of view is. We're going to give everybody a shout on Man in Line today. But I mean, do you think their aim is laudable? Do you think it's a noble thing that they're going to do?
In theory, yeah, it'd be absolutely perfect, but it can never happen. You've got Russia and everybody else, they're not going to give up the money that they're making from the gas. China, America, the oil and everything.
Well, this is, David, now, this is in the gift of Tynwald. Tynwald has to approve this. It has to be, what do you think Tynwald should do?
Well, yeah, in the future, go as carbon neutral as possible. You can only go to an extent. You can't go totally carbon neutral. It's impossible.
Yeah, I'm talking about the
had carbon neutral was when dinosaurs were around.
But this Kroger license has to be approved by Tynwald. The democratically elected members and LegCo, they've all got to approve this. They've got to say yes to it. Do you think they should?
Well, yeah, I think they should, because it's an opportunity. If you look at every job the Isle of Man have done, of government jobs and stuff like that, how much has it gone over? Doubled, trebled. You want to go carbon neutral on the Isle of Man? We have people who struggle to survive. When you bring your rents, the government has to put rents up, taxes up, everything up. People, what are they going to do? You're going to have an Isle of Man of young people that, well, it's not worth going to work because I'm not going to be able to make the amount of money. So I'll just let the government support me.
Well, that's
they've got to think of the whole circle.
Well, that's the point, David. At the end of everything, there will be a bill that's levied to the Isle of Man, and of course, there's only one person who pays it, and that's you.
Yeah, it's all of us.
All right,
I just don't understand them.
All right, we appreciate your point, Dave. Thanks for calling today. Thanks for being with us. The Green Party is calling for the Infrastructure Minister, this is Tim Crookall, to treat the issue as a priority. The Green Party wrote to Tim Crookall before Christmas to express concerns over the extension. This is the four-month extension to Kroger's licence to survey, purely surveying, gas deposits off Mackerel. They're not drilling or anything. They want to see what's there. And obviously to see whether it's commercially viable. So the Green Party wrote to Tim Crookall expressing their concerns. Here's the party leader, Andrew Langan-Newton, who basically puts a big question mark above Kroger.
I don't see a cogent reason for the extraction of gas, and there's many reasons why my position is that. We're seeing a global transition now, and we know the technology that we need to invest in, and it's the solar panels, it's the wind turbines, it's the battery technology, it's the grid storage, it's the electrolyzers for producing hydrogen from surface electricity. Can we have any faith in Kroger, a small company with no track record of this activity ever? No records of Kroger exploring for gas anywhere else in the world, to my knowledge. We're putting all our reliance in this company that we've got no knowledge of, and we're going to say, here's a free pass to go and invest in infrastructure, putting infrastructure in place, which is going to incur carbon. And then the taxpayers might just be left with the bill off dealing with that.
Text 166177, email studio@maxradio.com. Give us a call on 66 1368. Big day today. I mean, it is a big day and it's a big decision because Tynwald has to approve the whole thing for Kroger. Kroger can't just barrel on and do whatever they want. They have to have sanction from the government on the Isle of Man. Well, we've heard criticism from somebody from Extinction Rebellion, Jordan McCarthy. We've heard the Green Party leader, Andrew Langan-Newton, questioning Kroger. So let's bring on the chief exec of Kroger, Dickon Sargent.
Just listening to Mr. Newton there. For one thing, he knows absolutely nothing about our company. Our company has a core technical team of 8 people. And yesterday I reflected that there's nearly 250 years' experience. working for big oil and gas companies around the world by Manx people and Manx residents, and here they are now bringing it together in a company to develop it for the Isle of Man. It's a Manx project funded by Manx investors, and we have experience in spades, so I'm afraid that's wrong. I also listened and I heard Mr. Newton also described, for example, that natural gas is not compliant with the biosphere. Well, Peter Bridgewater has gone on record to us, and that's been passed on to MHKs, saying that natural gas is. One only has to look at Norway. You know, natural gas is a requirement for the transition. And unfortunately, what we see from the Green Party is they have no understanding of the practicalities of the transition. Natural gas is needed. The transition isn't over. We are starting that transition now. We don't have renewables. We haven't built a hydrogen generator. We don't have a hydrogen power station. These would all require government income to do so. And what we see, unfortunately, is today we have very high gas prices and we have an energy security issue for the Isle of Man. We're on the outskirts of the gas network, and energy security is never mentioned by the Green Party. But today, reflect on the fact that we have gas prices over £2 a therm, and we have our reliance on energy coming from Eastern Europe, and that is a result of failed green policies.
We heard their Extinction Rebellion talking about gas prices and that there would be no guarantee that you would actually offer lower gas prices to Manx residents.
One of the things we offered to the government 3 years ago, in fact 3.5 years ago, was the fact to include a regulatory price mechanism. Any new jurisdiction normally has a regulatory price mechanism which keeps prices low for local residents. Why wouldn't you?
Now, at the moment, you are licensed to survey rather than to extract. Where are you up to with that survey? What is happening?
We have completed all of the pre-survey work that we have to do, including a very detailed survey of all the shallow areas of the bay. We were then on the point of taking the next stage of the survey, which is the full seismic. It's not intrusive. It's a low power source. I often hear us accused of seismic blasting, but the truth is we're dealing with shallow water, so it's quite a low energy source. It has none of that impact, but that's next. That will come once the licence is extended.
That's Dickon Sargent, boss of Crow. If you want more information, by the way, Dickon's been on this show, he's been on the phone. Phil Gorn did an agenda programme with Dickon Sargent. Their website is kroger.im, C-R-O-G-G-A.im, kroger.im. And the big news is it'll be discussed today. We've got a couple of journalists down at the Extinction Rebellion protest, which is outside Tynwald at the, I think it's on about half an hour's time or so. So we'll have somebody there just to get some views of what they think. And I've got lots of texts and emails to get to. And a message just regarded. We have no other energy sources. Get the gas out. Use the gas, says that correspondent. Regarding the pandemic, this is Graham. Since the pandemic started, the scaremongering caused people to go into jab mode. If COVID was so important and people believed it would be the second and third jab, numbers wouldn't have stayed the same. They're dropping off because apparently people don't trust the jab, says Graham. The third jab is for vulnerable people, really, so we give that as an information source. That's not, the third jab doesn't equal the booster jab. Booster jab numbers do seem to be going up. The numbers are, I think, is it now 71%, 46,707. It may not have gone up much because there wasn't actually a clinic yesterday, but there is a clinic today. More texts and emails in, including one that just says, come on, this is a no-brainer. Why do we want to line Russians' pockets? Why don't we line our own pockets? And then it will fund any new eco project, says Colin. Seems common sense. Ted, who just says, this is like finding our own gold mine. That's been said before, but it's very true. If it is the future, if this will pay for that expensive transition to the future. Let the greenies pay for the increase in our Greek gas bill, says Dewan. The island's output of CO2 compared to the rest of the world is about 0.001%. I think it's 0.008%. The wind doesn't blow all the time. We'll still need backup power stations. Here's John with us now. Hi, John.
Ah, Foster, my one here. Yeah, good to hear you on today. Oh yes, I see the lefty activists are out in force today, of course, with all their propaganda and whatever. But let's just not make fun of them, which is very easy. Being, as you know, I'm a facts and figures man. Let's have a few facts and figures. As you recall, I've said in the past, global warming stopped around 2000, and then there was a big El Nino kick into the atmosphere around 2016. Between the two dates, there was very little or no increase in world temperature. Since then, there's been some perturbations, shall we say, in the atmosphere because of El Niños and La Niñas. However, all five of the major centres which actually measure these things show that there is a very slight cooling trend over the last 5 or 6 years.
Where do you think, John, then where do you think the impetus is for the constant narrative? It is a constant narrative of climate emergency.
It's political. It's political. It can only be political. There's no scientific justification for it. I mean, while the temperature's been more or less constant since the year 2000, CO2's been going up, probably a lot of it due to man's activities. But there's been no increase in temperature, and there's been no increase in the rate of sea level rise, which other people tend to worry about.
Well, what's the motivation for, if this is political, if it is a political movement, and we've heard the terms hard left and left wing all bandied around, but, you know, that we hear terms bandied around all the time. But, I mean, in a nutshell, what's in it? What politically, why would anybody hang their hat on green issues?
Yeah, I think from as far as the left is concerned, they'd like to have an authoritarian regime which tells people what to do and how they may heat their homes and what they may drive. It's about political power, and it's the same worldwide. If you notice at COP26 with the 400 private planes flown in by globalists and politicians and financiers, there's an awful lot of money to be made out of this. During the pandemic, the people who lost out were the ordinary working people, and the people who gained were the oligarchs, Amazon and whatever. They made loads of money out of the pandemic.
But hang on, John. If you say this is a left-wing conspiracy, or it's motivated by left-wing politics, where would extreme capitalism come into this about making lots of money? Surely they're at odds with each other.
Oh yeah, it's an unholy alliance, isn't it? The lefties will end up being sidelined once the goals have been achieved. So they're always used, aren't they? From the Russian Revolution onwards, the moderates or the people who start these things never get to end them. And here's another little tidbit for you. Over the last few years, because the temperatures, the climate is a little bit warmer, and we haven't had the frosts, the ONC calculate that something like 500,000 old people less have died in that period, because they haven't died from hypothermia and that sort of thing. it's all win-win, really.
John, what do you think Tim Wolf should do regarding this license?
Well, give it a try, give it a go. I mean, if it's there, Kroger says, that this will finance our transition, and they're quite right. We're only starting the transition. All the things which are mentioned by the Green Party and that sort of thing. I mean, windmills and solar panels have failed to provide economical and reliable electricity. And as for hydrogen, I mean, that's pie in the sky. Everything they suggest is either a failure or it's pie in the sky, whereas gas is reliable. We may have got a bit complacent here on the Isle of Man with our reliable gas-fired generator. We've got still the most stable electricity supply in the British Isles and maybe in Europe. People may have got complacent about this, and people might think about not jeopardizing this with these airy fairy pie in the sky schemes.
Okay, all right, John. We appreciate your call. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Okay, 28 minutes past 12 on Manx Radio. Here's a note in from Jonathan, who just said, look, I'm not a member of Extinction Rebellion. I'm not a member of the Green Party. I'm not an environmental activist. I'm not a politician, but I do care about the environment. So I'm quite sad to see that vocal parts of the Isle of Man don't seem to be on board with that. I've just been reading some Facebook posts and articles and comments and what have you, and I see worryingly a little amount of support for the Isle of Man's Green Initiative, says Jonathan. The predicted 7 metres of 7 metres of sea level rise, this is John's word, 21 feet of sea level rise will put every prom on the Isle of Man underwater at high tide. If you've got a bit more information on that, John, predictability and things like that. Scientists have proven by 2050 it's going to be too late to be carbon neutral, but at least it's a start. The environmental damage of extracting this gas, I think, says Jonathan, would outweigh any economic gain. It was pointed out in an interview this morning that just because gas is cheaper for Kroger doesn't mean the saving will be passed on to the consumer. This is nothing to say that the gas wouldn't, in fact, cost more than what we actually buy it for. The island's been given the only whole nation biosphere status in the world, yet we're seriously discussing if we should be investing millions or potentially billions in the fossil fuel industry. When you say we, I believe that's the Kroger investors. But the comments people have had on this topic, I think, says Jonathan, have been disgusting. People, I think, should be ashamed, says Jonathan, of the way they've been talking about a group of young adults and children who just want what's best for their future, the planet's future. I'm not proud to be Manx, says this is a young Manx person, asking the public to do what's right for the future and asking politicians to honour the environmental pledges they made in election campaigns. We need to hold them to account, says Jonathan. Thanks for that note in, Jonathan. We appreciate your point of view. Jordan, says G, wants everything to be green. Well, they'll be hanging around, by the way, on the Isle of Man to pay increased taxes to have their own way, or will they just skip off if the taxes go up? I just bought a new gas boiler. I want cheaper gas because of people like the Green people. Joe Biden stopped the USA gas production and let the Russians build their gas pipeline, hence higher gas prices, says Des. Well, the gas price uplift is, well, it has to be said, gas has gone nowhere but up lately. And if you assume that gas is going to be, people are going to need gas a lot more in the future, let's just assume gas will not go down in price. China consumes over 3 billion, with a B, tons of coal per year. It has proposed coal capacity of 97 gigawatts under construction, another 163 gigawatts in planning. We need to put our tiny gas production in proportion, says this correspondent. We have natural gas in our waters. If we have it, we should use it. To be reliant on Russia for gas, says Mark, is ludicrous.
Oh, look, he's sleeping like a baby. He always sleeps well knowing we're fully covered by our Blackford & Company's car insurance policy.
They offer great value car and van insurance for all Isle of Man residents, with internet prices, local service and advice, and help when you really need it. So call 832 042 today for a quotation or visit manxcover.com.
Think local, stay local. Think Blackford & Company for car and van insurance on 832 042.
Blackford & Company are registered with the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Selling your home can be a battle, but with a new £750 fixed fee for properties up to £350,000, it's a battle. CG Red will help you win. We will sell them on the beachfront, in the fields and in the streets, and charge just £750. Because when it comes to giving you the best possible deal, we will never surrender.
Sell your home for just £750 with CG Red. Visit cgred.im.
Never was so much saved by so many than with CG Red.
When couples decide to part, there's a lot to deal with. There's the matter of the children, the matter of your property, the matter of pensions. You need to consider the matter of existing wills, and perhaps the matter of a business. And because you matter, Mann Benham Advocates are here for you when it comes to divorce and family matters. For help and advice and a free initial consultation, call Mann Benham on 639 350.
Mann Benham, here for you.
It's a new year, but how's the old job going? Thought so. You're 100% ready for a new challenge, and Manx Telecom are recruiting. Come and work alongside colleagues who will feel more like friends. From customer service to retail sales and engineers, there's a whole range of exciting career opportunities available, with competitive salaries and excellent benefit packages, including free broadband and private healthcare. Interested? Visit manxtelecom.com/careers.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good afternoon. 27 minutes before one on Manx Radio. Nice to hear some common sense rather than extreme views from the Green Party, says Mike. Thank you, Kroger. Neil says, Andy, Extinction Rebellion haven't offered any alternatives. Just a load of students jumping on the bandwagon. I think they're absolutely clueless. Well, kind of extreme views aside, we do know what Extinction Rebellion are against. Obviously, they're rebelling. They are against. Now, what it is that... I mean, if anybody is from Extinction Rebellion, wants to give us a call, then by all means, call 66 13 68. How much money, by the way, do you think is available to tackle something that got coverage all the time? Every candidate we talked to before the general election last year talked about housing. Everybody talked about housing and how there was a housing crisis on the Isle of Man. That's something the MHK, tasked with improving the housing situation on the Isle of Man, is going to ask in Tynwald today. Chris Thomas, Douglas Central, one of the Douglas Central MHKs, Chris Thomas wants to know how much money from the £400 million bond issued in September last year is going to be made available for housing.
So in September, the Isle of Man borrowed £400 million, and that money is for the steam packet refinancing, for Manx Utilities refinancing, and it's for other purposes. It's an environmental, social, it's a good purpose bond, and now we're getting practical about where that money is and what it's going to be used for in terms of housing. Because back in 2016, Tim Wood was of the opinion that up to £50 million from a bond at some time could be used for housing projects. We don't need £50 million, but it would be great to know whether there's any of that money available and whether it's coming down the tracks to help the Housing and Communities Board actually solve the housing crisis that we're in.
As we do have a housing crisis and we've got access to so much money that could create quite a timely solution, why is it taking so much time?
Well, to go back to the first point, then, most of that money is just refinancing existing debt. So the steam packet got most of that money to refinance and to purchase the boat. The second, the other large amount, huge amount, the hundreds of millions, is going to the Manx Utilities to finance it. It's only a small portion that's left for new finance, and that's got to do all of the climate change transition stuff, whether that be in transport, whether it be in properties that are not housing. But I'm just wanted to find out at this stage gauge whether we've got 1 million from that, 10 million from that, or 20 million from that potentially over the next few years. And the housing and communities at work streams are actually ahead of most of those, if not all of those, in government, it seems. So the Chief Minister and the Council Ministers have chosen to focus on housing in the debate next Tuesday, and they've published the work streams that I produced back in November. But where we are is the Chief Minister has set up the Housing and Communities Board as a Chief Minister's committee. We're about to start recruiting the lay members of that committee, so I think that's what the Chief Minister and the government has in mind when in the island plan they say set it up in January, because we're about to start recruiting the three lay members to help us with housing and communities.
24 minutes before one, lots of messages in, not just about Kroger and the gas. Regarding the ivy problem, if we're going to protect the environment, DEFA Woodland Trust and all the people have to start looking after our trees while they're still alive. Don't wait till it's too late to save all around us these centuries of growth. Thank you, Crystal. Extinction Rebellion, says this correspondent on 808, won't be happy till we're all living in mud huts. The amount of people saying we should extract the gas and contribute to the amount of carbon in the atmosphere is the reason that so many young people are leaving. A note in just says China, Australia and Russia are building new coal-fired power stations with the life expectation of 100 years. Germany has massive coal stocks as well. They're in talks to build a new coal-fired plant. Why would they invest in coal-fired plants if the world only wants rid of it by 2050? The story in Germany is because they have proportional representation in Germany. The Green Party were part of a government coalition years ago when Chernobyl happened. And the Greens in Germany wanted rid of nuclear power, so they closed. I think there's just a couple of small nuclear power stations left in Germany. They're decommissioning them, which left them with not enough power. So obviously Germany is now using, they've got massive open cast pits in Germany that they got some deep mined as well, but lots of open cast stuff that they're using. So the Green Party in Germany forced the decommissioning of nuclear power. Now they open that Nord Stream gas pipe to Russia. So they're reliant on Russia for energy. And Germany consumes a lot of power. So they're using coal. This has many, many nuances to it. It's not as simple as just turning off the electricity or turning off the gas. If we are to get to 2050 and be carbon neutral, how are we going to do it? Do you think that this gas field forms part of it? Tony B's with us now. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Andy. How's it doing?
Well, we're okay today, thanks. What about yourself?
Well, I'm just a bit amazed about the people who are in the Green Party who don't seem to know anything about being green. The whole of the remit is we need to stop doing what we're doing. And the answer is, well, if we do that, you're all going to freeze to death next winter. You won't be able to drive anywhere. You won't be able to do anything, in fact, because you'll all be dead. Because you'll die of exposure. So I think you need to put this in perspective. There is a solution to go green by 2050. You're not going green. What you're doing is buying carbon credits, because that's what it comes down to, to be carbon neutral for the things that you do burn. That's what it really means. You go into a business and buy carbon credits to offset what you're spending on, whatever it is, the aircraft engine you're running, the generator you're running. So the Green Party need to start telling the truth about what they're saying, as opposed to telling us what we shouldn't do because everybody else is doing the right thing, which is a load of rubbish. There is a way out of this. You grant Kroger the license, but in the agreement, you make sure that Kroger agrees to invest in carbon capture at the end of the reservoir life. And carbon capture means that you take carbon out of a, for instance, the chimney at the power station or anything else that is generating carbon. You take it out, you turn it into gas, and you put it back in the ground, in the same reservoir you took the gas out of. Now that becomes a carbon additive that you can then sell again.
Just explain to the uninitiated, how do you take the carbon out of the top of the pipe and put it in the ground?
All right. Within the stack at Douglas, you'll have quite a few different things in there which will remove certain elements. Now, carbon capture, usually you put it through some sort of waterbed and capture it chemically, so you take it out of the stream, as it were. Now, there's different ways of doing it, but basically you can capture CO2 and carbon. It's usually CO2. If you do that, then that isn't released into the atmosphere. So you effectively reduce the carbon output of the facility, whichever it is. And that is feasible. It's done today. It's available. It's not cheap. But where do you put the CO2 now you've got it? So typically you shove it back in the ground in a reservoir. You can actually clean it up and sell it as CO2 to go in your crisp packets or to power your beer pumps, etc., etc., which I guarantee today we import that CO2. So my issue is the Green Party has zero solutions as far as I can see. If they came with solutions, I'd be more supportive. But they don't. They just tell us what we shouldn't do. Extinction Rebellion just wants to stop doing everything. So they should stop demonstrating because they don't know what they're talking about. That's how I see it. If they knew what they were talking about, they wouldn't stop ambulances and cars on a motorway, which are belching out CO2. They'd go and talk to people and find out how you reduce that. But no, they just want it their way, as lots of small pressure groups do. But the general consensus is, think about what you're doing holistically, not about, I want to do this. How do you get there?
Do you think it's political?
Oh, I think the Green Party and all of them want to try and appeal to somebody that we would be able to manage this, we'll be able to do this. We'll put you in $1 billion worth of debt and we'll be fine. It will be all right. We'll be carbon neutral, which will be absolutely wonderful. But, of course, we can't pay for it. And they don't really care who pays for it. What they're saying is we've got to do the right thing here. And the right thing is we need to realise that global warming is a natural thing that happens. We are accelerating it and we should try and reduce that acceleration. I agree 100%. But stopping a power station from producing power is not the solution.
What do you think Timbal should do, Tony?
Right, I think they should go ahead, see if Kroger can extract gas sensibly, if it's the right sort of gas. As I've said before, it's no good extracting a gas that is highly toxic with H2S and mercury and all the rest of it. If it comes up as clean gas, it will be very, very useful. And you could then replace what we're importing and export some of the electricity we generate for the next 20 years. Say it's 10 years or 15 years. It doesn't really matter. What it does is give you a breathing space where you are not importing gas. Your desire to move from gas boilers to, for instance, ground floor, ground heating or air heating, that requires power and it requires refitting the house. Nobody's going to be able to do that in all the flats in Douglas. So you need to have money for that. So there is ways around this. There is solutions. But telling us don't exploit that gas because we'll just bring it in from somewhere else and eventually we'll all have nice, warm, toasty homes based on what I think is a good idea.
OK. All right. We appreciate your call, Tony. Thanks for calling today.
And one more thing, Andy. Yep. If they really were serious about this, then go learn some facts about what gas is, what coal is. Germany's coal is lignite, one of the most toxic coals in the world. The 7 metres you were asking about relates to the melting of glaciers in Greenland. When that eventually happens in 30 years' time, the sea level will go up by 7 metres. That's the estimate they've got. But sea level's going to climb, and also, unfortunately, our weather's not going to get better.
All right.
Sorry, but that's the truth.
Thanks, Tony.
Good luck.
All right, appreciate it. Juan's on now. Hi, Juan.
How are you today, Andy?
I'm warm, actually. Very warm.
Very good. You got the heating on. And listening to the Kroger debate, and I mean, we're back to government again. And in retrospect, governments are in place for the people of the island. I believe that's what governments are for, to represent the people and the people's voice. So this seems to be quite a big discussion that's going on now, and people are very emotional about, you know, whether this should be brought out or not. And this news has been bubbling for a long time and not being brought to the surface about the gas field. So why don't they put it back to the people? Why don't they have a vote on the people and see what the people think? Because that's what government are for, surely, a representation of the people. Again, what people are saying there, if it's not going to cost the government anything, it's not going to cost the Manx taxpayers anything, it kind of makes sense to use this as a tool to move forward. I mean, if you go back and study the likes of Nikola Tesla over the years and his studies, I mean, all this stuff disappeared. Electricity could have been used far more efficiently and a lot more cheaper over the years, but it hasn't been, again, because of global initiatives and governments. And all his studies were hidden. So, you know, there's always people in the background that are going to make a lot of money out of things. And again, there's a lot of money getting made out of carbon credits now as well. So it's just another packaged way of some big people making a lot of money out of us.
What do you think Timbal should do regarding this, the Kroger, this gas field? Do you think they should allow them to survey to see what's there?
It's not costing the Isle of Man anything. If it's not costing the Manx taxpayers anything, then why not? Why would you not investigate? And this is the problem with people these days as well, is that they're so easy to sit there and take the first answer that's given to them and not explore anything. And government are the same with a lot of things that's happening now. They're not exploring outside the box and looking what's best for their people, instead of taking on international agendas and making the rest of the world happy. The rest of the world don't give a damn about us. We should be looking after our people. That's what we voted these people in for, to look after the people of the Isle of Man and the Isle of Man's best interests, not other people.
Okay. All right, Jim, we appreciate that. Thanks for being with us.
Cheers, Andy.
It's 12 minutes before one. Funny how these protesters, Jack, by the way, dropped a note in just to say, funny how these protesters cannot or will not produce costings for going green. How much is it going to cost? The gentleman from Kroger, I think, speaks total sense. If the gas is there, it is. If it's viable, if it's cost-effective to extract it, crack on. The Greens can always opt to light their houses with candles.
Save over £400 by moving your mobile, unlimited broadband and landline to Shore. Bundle all your services into one great package right now. Simply sign up to a 24-month contract with Shore, enjoy all three services all on just one monthly bill, and save over £400. Visit Shore.com today to find out how you can set up your very own great value big bundle. And remember, you'll always get more from
Shore. New year, new business. Achieve your business goals with Nicola Bowker & Co. We understand the challenges and can advise and assist you on your way. Nicola Bowker & Co, accountants and tax advisors, helping businesses in the Isle of Man for 18 years.
Make sure you have the ability to vote in elections by registering for the electoral roll. You may be registered already, but if you've moved house, changed details, or you've turned 16, then you'll need to let us know. You will not receive a paper registration form this year. To change your details, go online to gov.im/electoral registration. And follow the simple instructions to update your details or to register as a new elector. Help can be given by calling 685754. The deadline for registrations is the 17th of March, so don't lose your vote. Register now.
New year, new start, new house. If you're thinking of moving up the property ladder or taking your first step onto it, speak to the experts at Financial Options. With over 24 years' experience of arranging mortgages and life assurance, they're the best place to go for all the answers when you're buying a new home. For a free chat to get the right mortgage for you, call 612-611 now. Or check out our new website at financialoptions.co.im. Chase Financial Services, trading as Financial Options, is regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Tune in and chill out with Chris Pearson on Manx Radio.
The Chill Out Show from Manx Radio. Sunday evenings between 7 and 9. A great way to kick back, relax and wind down from your weekend or your workend.
Radio. Chris Pearson, the Sunday Chill Out.
Sundays from 7 till 9.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Thanks for dropping by 9 minutes before 1 on Manx Radio. We're talking about the gas and anything else you want to talk about. How many working people can just put down tools and protest in fancy dress outside Tynwald for every other flavour of the month? It's about pictures for Facebook, says Ron. It's not about anything else. Why is a new company setting up such an important gas company at this time? Seems a bit sus to me. K555, I don't think they're a new company, but if you want to go to Kroger.im, you'll find out all about the background. If they were serious about climate change, why don't they scrap the TT exhaust emissions and go through the roof twice a year with 10,000 extra petrol and diesel engines running around? Won't happen, really. I think it's just greed. So which bit's greed? Is anybody looking into tidal power? Twice per day, the tide lifts and drops absolutely free, says Sean in Ramsey. We've had contradicting responses to tidal power. Some say it's worth it. Other people say the Isle of Man, there's not deep enough water on the Isle of Man for that to happen. I'm not a climate warrior, but I thought John was wrong, says Dave. Which bit was he wrong about? He said an awful lot of things, Dave. Just tell us what. And a note in that says the emissions from the Tongan volcano will far outweigh those of many other places, including the Isle of Man, says C. Well, volcanoes happen all the time, don't they? I wonder whether that's figured into to global warming. A couple of things I just want to tell you about before we go any further. And some things that, when I can find it, something you simply have to listen to tonight. 6 o'clock on Manx Radio. We're rerunning. It's called The Vault. We're rerunning running some programs that have been featured on Manx Radio over the years, diving into the audio vaults. Tonight, 6 o'clock. You simply have to. If you can't listen live after update, you've got to catch it on a podcast. It's called In Their Own Time. It's a program from 2013. John Kenyuk, the late John Kenyuk, will be talking to Florican Vig about farming on the... Well, of course, John will be talking about farming anyway, but to Florican Vig, Memories of Farming on the Isle of Man. 6 o'clock tonight on Manx Radio. You've simply got to listen. I must also tell you that those Isle of Wight road races, somebody has been asking about this, they're not happening. The plans for the first Isle of Wight road races in April, the whole thing are going to be, more information later, but apparently there were unresolved issues between the Isle of Wight Council and the ACU, which has delayed the processing of the motor race order. The clock's run out on their plans to run the first Isle of Wight road races. So we'll tell you more about that as the time goes on. Of course, we'd like to be a carbon neutral island. In the real world, where is the money coming from? Now, be serious, says this correspondent. Where is the money coming from? How are batteries made? How are they disposed of? How is it all going to... How is steel manufactured for EV cars? Manufacturers of wind generators ad infinitum. The factories producing all these are coal-fired, oil-fired, gas-fired in China and India. The Isle of Man's gas will give us time to change over to alternative power, says John. Thank you for that, John. Here's a message in just saying, the greatest motorcycle road racers in the world tried the electric route and it failed. Well, it wasn't a grand success. But it's not happening this year, and doubt if it's going to happen next year. I worry about the proposed gas field. Will the Isle of Man not make any money out of this? Let's remember the purpose gas station and pipeline dealt with, which is... Oops, sorry, that makes no sense to me, but thanks for that anyway. And a note in from Jed, I think it is. Oh, Jeb. Hi, Jeb. Just said, look, we've got a big gas pipeline from Glenmore to Pull Rose. Not a thing has gone wrong with that since it's been, well, nothing that we know about anyway. There are no methane emissions. Nothing's gone wrong with that gas pipeline coming in just by Peel, which goes to Pull Rose Power Station. Look, the technology is there, says Jeb, And he goes on to say, if the money is there, if Kroger are putting all the money up, there's no risk to the Isle of Man. Surely there's no risk and the possibility of a huge reward. Please, I just hope that Tynwald does the right thing. Will Tynwald explain how mega polluting motorsport events feed in with green policies, says Dave. Dave, do you want to get rid of the TT? Is that what you're trying to say? What happens today, Tynwald? We'll let you know. We'll let you in on the information if you stay tuned to Manx Radio. Whether Kroger get permission to survey for gas off Mackerel. And I understand the Extinction Rebellion protest is happening as I speak. So we'll have some video of that up later on today on Manx Radio. And stay tuned for more information if you want to go to AM 1368. Tynwald is still on there. That's it. Thanks for being in touch today. We appreciate everything you say. Thanks to producer Barry Redfern. Podcast will be on in about half an hour's time. And back tomorrow at high noon.